This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Weekly talk radio review, or some call it the talk radio roundup. Some people call it talk radio nonsense. You can help yourself. We're here to discuss the charts from Talkers Magazine from this past week, the stories and the people, week of October 14th to the 18th. As we prepare, I don't know what we're preparing for. Every week we're preparing for something different. Here to help me go through all of these things by the numbers, Rick Jensen. An outstanding performer in his own right. Just ask him. He's at WDEL.
Thank you.
Somebody's on a roll and we haven't stopped rocking.
Okay, calm down. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. I got something special for you, too, later on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, at number 10, the passing of Elijah Cummings. I'm going to do what I always say I'm going to do, and I never do, and that's actually go through the stories, then go back and maybe cherry pick a few of them. Number nine story is the story of the police. Another policeman kills a white cop, kills a black woman. Number eight, Brexit. Number seven, the economy and what's going on in the stock market. I didn't think that was such a big story this week, frankly. GM. And all of the, well, we'll talk about it. Number six, see, that's what happens to me. I see something that's like a shiny penny, and I start, okay, let's talk about that. Nope, we're going to go through the list. Number six, calm down, Victoria. LeBron James in the NBA and China and yada, yada. Number five, gun control. Number four, health care. Number three, the presidential race. Number two, troop withdrawal from Syria. Number one, see, I would flip those around. Where me, my sense is, and it's only mine, I'm not doing the research the Talkers does, I think the troop withdrawal got more starch than the impeachment. I think the impeachment inquiry is already running out of steam. Am I? Yes, no, no, yes?
I think they're both big.
Yeah. Well, they are big. But maybe it's because the troop withdrawal is new, because I'm sick, frankly, of talking about the impeachment. It's the biggest load of blarney and garbage and nonsense and wasting my money as a taxpayer. I'm offended by it. I'm outraged by it. Anybody who is in the middle who analyzed what the Democrats were trying to do, and it isn't all of them, because there are some who realize, apparently without the rest of them understanding, the jeopardy they put themselves in with people who are in the middle of the road. Even though, if you look at some of the polls, there's a suggestion that a lot of people want Trump to be impeached. They don't understand what impeachment is, because we don't teach civics anymore in school. So the Bill Clinton thing, and back in Richard Nixon's day when he was impeached, nobody knew what it was. They thought as soon as the president was impeached, they were out. They didn't even know what the political consequences of it. I think it's become a go-to way to disrupt pretty much everything so nothing happens. And then these politicians can blame the other side. Look what they did. Look what they're doing. How could that be? And so on and on it goes. So whether he's never going to be impeached, it wouldn't, even if the Republicans who are PO'd at him this week because of Syria and the Turks and all that other stuff, even if they were angry at him, you don't have time to impeach him. Really and truly.
I have a question for you. So do you include the Mulvaney press conference that created all this dust up with creative editing from Jim Acosta? Yes, I'm saying you got into creative editing. Do you include that into the whole impeachment topic?
Well, because it happened late in the week, maybe not so much. I thought, you know, in terms of that input, Gordon Sondland, the ambassador to the European Union, said that Trump directed him and other diplomats to work with his with Rudy when it came to relations with Ukraine. On the surface, does that mean anything? No, just as he, so what? They're all supposed, isn't that what they do as diplomats? Supposed to work with other diplomats? So the question about Trump and the phone call and all that, who was in the room, Bolton and his baloney, I just, you know, it's a red herring. It's every single president, if you were really to scrutinize, you want to really scrutinize what these guys do, they all do what's in their own best interest. That's what comes first. And so whether
I
it's Mulvaney...
I do have to interrupt you here, Doug.
No, go ahead.
I do think there's a difference between doing what is in the best interest of the country and doing what is in the best interest of your 2020 election campaign.
Who
and
determined
what is,
that, Victoria?
Well, that is what is up to lawmakers, and to some extent it's up to the voting public. But I think, you know, I do think it's up to fairly sensible people, and to say who determines that is an interesting question. I don't think it's up to a president to determine that necessarily. We don't give carte blanche to a president to just willy-nilly decide absolutely everything. We simply don't do that when we elect somebody. And I don't think it's the case that every president has said, oh, yes, let's have a G7 summit at my failing resort. Let's do that. Yeah, let's do that.
You know,
that's
a good point, and that's another thing too. I know people can accuse me of being a Trump supporter, but I'm not. It's okay. Just that some of the policies I think are great, and some
are,
not. If he does make a profit on having all these ambassadors and all these other foreign leaders come to his resort, and if they actually pay, doesn't that actually violate the Emoluments Clause? Isn't that actually a violation?
They all violate it. They all do what's in their own
self-interest. This is not okay. It's not okay. What
Nobody
aboutism,
said it was okay.
Whataboutism is not an answer. It's not an answer.
Whataboutism?
No, I'm sorry. You just can't play whataboutism. If we play whataboutism, this country and this republic is doomed.
All right. So here's what you really have to realize, in my mind. And I got off on this week. To the
I thought we were going through the
people.
List.
And we did the list already. We've already gone through the list.
Welcome to the show.
We're at impeachment. I think, and I may be the only one who has the balsam or is stupid enough to say this, Trump is a disturbed individual. He is troubled. He has depression issues. He has all kinds of mental, and people say, how can you know? Prove that. I don't have, it isn't what I prove or I don't prove. My observations are fairly accurate when it comes to talking to people, understanding people. Remember, I've been doing this for a long time. I've talked to thousands, tens of thousands of people over the course of the history of my radio broadcast career. I've been around a lot of people. I'm a good observer. I think Trump needs a lot of therapy, and that's a minimum. There's something about his, whether it's bipolar, whatever it is. And so what I'm saying or what I'm invecting into the conversation is something that doesn't get discussed, but yet should. The fact that we are treating him as we're trying to find normalcy here. The man isn't normal. Whatever, and I'm not saying, it's not negative. We have a big problem in this country, a big issue over the care and treatment of mental health problems. And whether there are some who think, oh, no, it's just he's a New Yorker and that's the way they are. Nah.
Well, I'm in New York, and it's not the way they are. I'm in New York.
He's got an anger. He's got a deep-seated problem. And to talk about him in a matter-of-fact way, like he does this, that, or the other thing, if we really were going to deal with this the way we ought to deal with it, the Democrats ought to come up with a good candidate, which they don't have, and they should just make it their business to defeat him, because he is defeatable if you have a good candidate who is going to understand what the country needs. But the problem with the Democrats is they're all such damn self-serving zealots. You can't pick one of, there's not one of those people, with the exception of a couple, the woman from Hawaii, whose name I can't remember,
who
maybe in 10 years, maybe she's going to have what it takes. But at the moment,
But there's so many on the stage. How would you know?
That's right. Exactly.
Well, that's true. The DNC would actually have to get. Yeah, the DNC would actually have to get organized about this. Allow me to offer something. We've all said something positive about Mayor Pete Buttigieg, correct? Yeah. And Doug, I know that you really admire this guy, right?
I like him. I don't want him to be president, at least not at the moment. But yeah, I think he's smart. I think he represents what we need in terms of change. We need to be more open. We need to be more understanding. I think he's got some good ideas. He's a little green, but yeah, I think he's okay.
Okay, so you know, most of us have an opinion.
What do you think?
I think he's well spoken, and I think he could well represent the Democratic Party if the party would get together and get behind him. I do have a thought on how the Democrats can beat Trump, because I agree.
Hold that thought. Let me write this down. How the Dems can beat, write this down, Doug, Trump.
Trump.
Right now, I want you to listen to me talk about how we can beat that problem around your waist, that expanding waistline. You're getting bigger and bigger and heavier and heavier, and you finally have your doctor, somebody said to you, your children said, Dad or Mom, you got to do something about this, otherwise you won't be able to enjoy your grandchildren, because you'll be gonzo. If you are too big and you're trying to lose weight, you've been motivated to lose weight, may I help you? I'm going to motivate you even more, because I want you to do it the safe way, the healthy way, and the only all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off is to use Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It is America's first choice for healthy weight loss. I'm very pleased to have been talking about them for the last couple of years. I've actually used the program myself when I get a little paunchy after the end of wintertime and not having as much exercise on the farm. I like it because it promotes healthy, lean muscle mass, and I like that. I think that look is good on men and women. So let's see if we can help you look just like me when you grow up. How about that? Calitren. I'm not being facetious, actually. I think this is a great program. Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Go to Calitren.com. See all of the information that's there about how it works. See the people who have had great success. Get on the program, stay on the program, lose the weight, and keep it off. Go to Calitren.com. Use the code DJV, and you get all kinds of special deals, special pricing, and free shipping. That's right now, Calitren, Calitren.com, code DJV for special savings and special treatment.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
I'm pretty sure our new house might be haunted.
What makes you say that?
The furniture is levitating. Oh, and the ghost.
Welcome home.
Yeah, that's spooky.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on GEICO for help with homeowners and renters insurance. GEICO makes it easy to save a bunch.
Great. You're not sticking around, right?
The party's just getting started.
Happy GEICO Week. Call today and see how easy homeowners and renters insurance can be.
Bye-bye. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Kara Schulman is at the controls in our studio. We have talk radio represented well by Rick Jensen at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones is here usually every week with us from the D.C. Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen as we sort of pick apart the stories. All right. So the moment you've all been waiting for, Jensen tells us... Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Nice. Wow, I get the kazoo. That's awesome. So Democrats need to energize. Democrats really need to energize the base. We're seeing a bunch of elderly people there debating each other with as much energy as they can possibly muster. Elizabeth Warren actually seeming like she's in her 60s. So what can the Democrats do to actually beat Trump? And right now, I think most of us agree, none of these candidates really stand out in such a way that they will decidedly beat Trump. So you energize the base. And we talked about Pete Buttigieg, a little bit green, but certainly young and enthusiastic, well-spoken, smart guy, not crazy. And how do you get the base motivated? Well, the DNC really has, I think, has to get behind a candidate, get behind strongly, and then in the spring, like around May, they announce their super vice president candidate, Michelle Obama. Not saying she would do it, but that, I believe, would be the face that would energize the Democrats in such a way that they could roll over Trump.
Well, I think it could. I also think it would ensure the African American vote would come out, and that this is key for them. They've got
awful?
To ensure the African American vote
just,
will come out.
But think about
not because she's black.
I'm not criticizing you.
It's not because she's black. It is because she is effective.
Yeah, she is effective. She's popular. She's sweet. She's smart. George Bush should vote for her, and that might be an optic that actually could be used. I don't feel it's silly to think that when you run for an office like that, you're not going to become political. Hillary is even, or somebody is beating the drum for Hillary someplace, because every time I turn around, there's some other story. Well, will Hillary jump in at the last moment?
What a waste of time that is. What a waste of space.
But, you know, there are lots of stories and a lot of people who could do this. I thought that Michelle Obama was going to run for the Senate in Illinois. And that didn't materialize, or at least it hasn't.
Be very effective in the Senate. You know who, another one of these candidates who, you know, given an opportunity to actually speak and shine, has been a very effective politician and member of the cabinet, is Julian Castro. And again,
yeah. I don't know that much about him.
Tell us
a little about him, because he has.
He's an interesting man. He's Julian Castro was a member of the Obama administration. He's a twin, which is always interesting. You know, these things are just interesting to people.
Do you remember that movie Dave? Remember?
Yes. He was President Obama's Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He was also the mayor of San Antonio. He's charismatic. Of course, he's bilingual, which does not hurt. You know, it doesn't hurt.
Biggest problem? All right, Victoria, you may be right on every single level. You know what his biggest problem is?
Go on.
Why? He won't be elected because of his name.
Well, that's what they said about Barack Obama.
No. Castro, nobody knew another Obama. Everybody knows another Castro.
Everybody knows Castro. They do know Castro. Yeah. They do know Castro, but I don't know. And I'll tell you something else about Castro.
No, hold the rest of it for the next half hour.
Okay.
28 after. All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Are you or a loved one struggling to hear despite using hearing aids? It might be time to ask a doctor about cochlear implants.
My cochlear implant gave me access to the sounds that I've been missing. Back to being me, and I'm unstoppable.
Cochlear implants are routinely covered by Medicare and most private insurance plans for those who meet the health plan criteria. Ready to be unstoppable? Call 833-700-HEAR to learn more and find a doctor near you. Again, that's 833-700-HEAR.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a lengthy meeting with the Turkish president, Vice President Mike Pence yesterday announced that Turkey had agreed to a ceasefire in northern Syria.
Turkish side will pause to allow for the withdrawal of YPG forces from the safe zone for 120 hours.
But fighting has now resumed in northeast Syria after that Turkish agreement to what it called a pause in the fighting and attacks against the Kurds, who had been fighting with U.S. forces against ISIS for years until President Trump pulled U.S. troops out of that region a few days ago. Much of the Gulf Coast is now under tropical storm warnings as a system is brewing in the Gulf of Mexico, expected to become Tropical Storm Nestor. Late today or tomorrow, it could make landfall somewhere in the Florida Panhandle. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Continue pursuing information and conversation about the hot hits from the News Talk Radio world this week. The research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, where Talkers Radio is, talkers.com. Find a list of the stories there if you'd like, the people on the list, etc., etc. All right, Victoria wants to tell us why Castro wins.
Oh, no, I wasn't going that far, but why it may not be as uphill a battle with his name as it might have been heretofore.
Yeah.
Okay. I use words like that.
Very good, yeah.
Yeah. I also say nevertheless, things like that. So I'll tell you why. It's because President Trump has started making it easier to deport Cubans to Cuba. And this is making him less popular with Cubans in Florida than he was heretofore. Consequently, the name Castro may not be as unpopular as it was.
Maybe not with them, but with the general run-of-the-mill voter.
Well, the run-of-the-mill Trump voter who may have a problem, but he wasn't going to get those voters anyway.
How would you describe who is the run-of-the-mill Trump voter?
I don't know, but I'm not going to attempt to do a cartoon sketch. But President Trump has a core vote support of probably 35%, something like that, and it varies, and that's not going to change. And I don't think those people were going to vote for a Democrat if their name was Trump.
You think they'd be upset at me saying what I did about his mental health? The Trump support?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, that's an interesting theory. Next on the overview here of the charts, Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen. The troop withdrawal situation might deserve a little of our time because it has so disrupted things in the president's own party. Mike Pence and what's-his-face Pompeo went over there to try the first shot at this Turkish president, whatever his name is.
Erdogan.
Erdogan. I'm not talking to those guys, and then he did. This guy is, as far as I'm concerned, as bad as Hitler. He's lined up the Kurds. They dug holes, build bulldozers, digging holes, line up the Kurds on top of a hill, shoot them, throw them in the hole, hundreds at a time. So
they're committing war crimes now. They've also committed
a war crime
against
criminal.
A Kurdish woman politician, according to reporting this morning.
Really?
Yes.
Well, at any rate, I don't know why we're even talking to this guy. Somebody should put a bullet between his eyes like you should have done with Saddam or Arafat. What's his face? I always call him Arafat. I don't know why I do that. Assad, thank you.
The so-called ceasefire as of Friday had already been breached because it wasn't a ceasefire. It gave the Turks everything that they wanted. And the Kurdish withdrawal, the Kurds don't have anywhere to go. So the Kurdish withdrawal, which is what the Turks wanted in the first place, so that the Turks got everything that they wanted, and the Kurds have been told that they have to withdraw, but there's nowhere to withdraw to.
All right, Lindsey Graham is an interesting player in this act of the Donald Trump play. He's been friendly. They've played golf. He's been supportive. But, man, he's been about as outspoken contrarian when it came to Turkey as anybody on either side. And he's introduced a Turkey sanctions bill that goes beyond whatever the economic penalties are that Trump imposed, even though he seems to have been opposed to the withdrawal of the U.S. forces. So I'm trying to figure, Mr. President, quote, as much as I like you and want to work with you, I'm going to be consistent and I'll hold you accountable, as he talked about the bill. But he was talking about the feeling that a lot of Republicans have had, and they haven't expressed it quite as eloquently as he has. What the hell are you doing, basically, was the question. And
I think Lindsey Graham has a good handle on what needs to be done to keep ISIS at bay. And we have a lot of bipartisan anger at Trump on this here in Delaware as well.
Really?
Phone calls from people who identify as Republicans.
Tell us what your people are saying on your calls on your station.
It's a matter of loyalty. Here you have a group of people who did defend and save the lives of thousands of Americans in fighting ISIS, really in recent years as well. We had made certain promises to them about having their back and supporting them. Then President Trump says to Republicans, you need to be loyal to me. And yet look what he's doing with the Kurds. There's no loyalty whatsoever. That really angers people. And even the Rand Paul followers around here who say, yes, we need to get out of these foreign entanglements, have been saying, as have I, this is the wrong way to do it. You don't go later after you have all these murders and slaughtering people later and say, oh, can we have a ceasefire and let them go now? No. Instead of announcing on a Sunday, by the way, move, you're going to die, what the president should have done is in advance arrange for them to go somewhere and to be somewhere safe as opposed to just abandoning
them. That way. I'm going back to what I said before. Donald Trump is not a planner. Donald Trump doesn't work well or play well with others. That's just the nature of the person. And you're not going to much change that. So you need to either realize that's what you're dealing with. Maybe somebody will modify him. I haven't seen anything about him since he became president or before in terms of his activities that has changed much, if at all. If anything, he's become more hardcore when it comes to the tweeting, when it comes to making decisions on his own and not talking to anybody. It's like he was on an island, or he thinks he is, or whatever, invincible. He's gotten to the point, again, back to the mental health issue, of thinking he is invincible. At least that's what it appears. I don't know what's in the guy's head. I'm just telling you what I observe. And he has all the markings of somebody who thinks that he is above it all. And that's not particularly good in the circumstance that we find ourselves in. You want to talk a little bit, Victoria, about the Brexit deal? I don't even begin to understand what the heck is going on. I kind of do, but I kind of don't.
Yeah.
I wish somebody would get Boris a blow dryer for his hair and the hair in his nostrils and the hair in his ears, too, maybe.
Ew.
Yeah, that or a lawnmower.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Trimmer, big-time trimmer. All right, so
Flo-by.
What do we
do
need to know about
Flo-by?
Yeah,
what we need to know.
The Brits have you know what a Flymo is? A lot of people here don't know. I used to have a place in England, and I used to love to mow the lawn with a Flymo. You plug it in. It doesn't have wheels. It's about an inch or two over the grass. It's a lot of fun, and that's what this guy needs for his hair.
Going on is, of course, this show is on zillions of radio stations all over the weekend. So depending when it's aired, different things will have happened. But something momentous is happening in London at Westminster this weekend, which is that Parliament is sitting on a Saturday. It's being known as Super Saturday. Parliament has not sat on a Saturday because it doesn't like to sit on a Saturday because they're at home, like any governing body, since the Falklands War, 1982. Mm-hmm. It's pretty momentous, and it's sitting because Boris wants them to vote on his Brexit plan, which he says got to be done. It's got to be done because Boris thinks it's his way to win re-election. Win election. He wasn't elected by the people. So that's what he's got to happen now. And he also said he'd be dead in the ditch if they weren't out by October the 31st, which is Halloween. here's his problem. He doesn't have a majority in Parliament, and he relies on the DUP, which is a right-wing Northern Irish party, for his majority. There's 10 votes there, and they've said, no, we're not voting with you. So he's got a bit of a problem here. Of course, Labour, the left-wing party, have said, no, we're not voting with you either. But they are, like the Democrats in the United States, in utter disarray, running around like chickens with no heads. And the Remainers, as they're known, who want to stay in the EU, are equally disarrayed. They're running around like there's a vulgar expression I can't use on the air, which is very funny.
Yes.
So nobody knows what they're doing, and it's possible that it'll get through. It's also possible it won't get through. If it doesn't get through, then there could be a hard Brexit, which, according to the Financial Times, which is a very reliable newspaper, means a total catastrophe for the British economy.
Yep.
So there you go.
There you go. All right, in a moment, another policeman kills another black person. We get to that in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Roundup, the review of the hot hits in Talk Radio from this past week. I'm Doug Steffen. The stains that you have in your teeth. Let's concentrate on that for 60 seconds or so. You want to do that? Intensive stain removal? Here is the way to get rid of the stains that are on your teeth. Not toothpaste. No, no, no. And not those trays and the stuff that you buy, the strips. It's all garbage. It's not going to work. Well, what it does is make your teeth more vulnerable to tooth decay. But if you are smart and use power swabs, that's the natural ingredient that it extracts the stains from the enamel. It doesn't eat into the enamel. So if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, get the all-natural way to whiten your teeth. Power Swabs works in 5 minutes. You just snap the tube, swab your teeth, and smile and watch the stains start to disappear. Keep it up every 5 or 6 days, and before you know it, you'll be back to the original white color, that beautiful white smile that you want. Call 800-208-1797. Use Power Swabs. Do it the natural way, not the chemical way. 50% off the retail price using the DJV code 800-208-1797. Again, that's Power Swabs. Get the teeth whitened the natural way. 800-208-1797 to do it at half price.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor. Home Advisor. Okay, this is the Talk Radio Review. Ding dong. Victoria Jones is here. Rick Jensen is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The Fort Worth policeman who killed the black woman without provocation. I don't think there's anybody who's looked at this and really examined it that thinks that this guy, this cop's got a leg to stand on or a hair to stand on. Am I right?
I think so. If I may, for people who don't know the story, the thumbnail sketch is the cops came up. She had a gun in her own home. The police did not identify himself. He shot through the window, killed her. How can this not be murder?
But they didn't, the cop didn't see the gun.
We don't know if he saw the gun.
Well, that's.
But does it matter?
Well, it doesn't. In this case,
he just said,
"Shoot
I'm
first
here.
And ask questions later." Yeah, it's just getting obnoxious, this whole thing. Did you see, this is a Beyond the Fold story, a quick reference to El Chapo's son. His name is Joaquin Guzman, and he's a baddie as well. He was in a Mexican jail, and surprisingly enough, a lot of his heavily armed pals shot up the bus he was on and released him. So now he's free. He was in custody. No more is he free. So you won't be seeing his dad ride around in a bus in New York probably anytime soon. That would be my observation. Rick Jensen, thank you for being here again. Victoria Jones, always a pleasure. This is the Talk Radio Review.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maria, I've just met a girl named Maria, and suddenly that name will never be the same.
How did the guy do in West Side Story? Maria, just a met a girl named Maria.
Suddenly, I found suddenly.
All right. So now you've had your entertainment for the day, Chucker. What's up with West Side Story? It's about, is it, when is it, Christmas movie this year? When's it coming out?
No, that's Spielberg did a remake, which will come out next year. But this day in movie history, October 18th, 1961, West Side Story was released in theaters.
Now, when was how old were you when you saw it the first time, wherever you saw it?
I probably saw it on TV first time.
And you thought,
I've done revivals. I have done revivals of it at the theater I'm involved in, though, and it's a great high-definition transfer by MGM. Yeah, it really does look. They did a complete remaster. There's a couple rough spots, but overall, it looks very.
Does it? How does it transfer to the small screen? That new version of it that you're talking about.
Well, the new version directed by Spielberg is going to be a big screen movie.
No. The version you were just talking about that was re-edited or remastered.
I mean, you can get it on Blu-ray, but there's also what's called a DCP download for theaters to do classic movie revivals of it. I did that. By the way,
let me ask you a question. This is a good sort of inside. Sure. How do theaters these days get the movies that they play? It used to be that they were delivered by a courier in a big tin on film. So
It's still delivered. Well, it used to be a 35 millimeter print, which is a big reel, which is a monstrosity, and the shipping charge was very expensive, over $100.
Yeah.
And now it's done on a computer download, which is basically like the size of a half suitcase, and you just download it into a projector hard drive. It takes about an hour or two to download the complete movie, and then the studio gives you a key. Usually the night before, they'll email you a key which you have to enter to run the film. Without the key from the studio, even though if it's downloaded, you cannot play the movie. Which is sometimes they give you the key a week before, but on some of the bigger films like the Avengers or big popcorn tentpole movies, they'll give you the key the night before because they don't want you play. I guess they don't want theaters having people record it
You have to enter illegally. a code, like a password to your account, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and just for a footnote, Richard Beamer. In West Side Story, and Natalie Wood, who I think had great chemistry in that movie. He gets knocked a little bit. I think he was perfectly cast, though. Both voices were dubbed for the singing voices.
Really?
Some people don't know that, but that
what
is
what about
a fact.
Rita Moreno? That was her first...
No, not her.
No, but that wasn't her first sort of starring role, wasn't it?
She made her a big name. I don't know. I have to look that up. I don't know if it was her first role, but she was that made her a big name in the business. I think one of the best musicals of all time. I love West Side Story from 1961.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, good American.
I got one story for you, and I wanted, you know, Edward Norton, who's coming out with a new movie called Motherless Brooklyn. I guess it's some sort of gangster movie. Gave an interview, and they asked him what he thinks is a theater going experience versus Netflix. And is Netflix a major threat to theaters? He said he doesn't think so, but he did say he thinks the biggest threat to the movie-going audience is the fact that when people go to the movies, a lot of the projection systems are not up to code, and movies are played much darker than they should be. And I happen to agree with that. I've heard this many times. A lot of multiplexes are not up to code on the lighting of the bulb that goes in the projector, and movies are projected much darker than they should be. And I found that very interesting that he said that.
Yeah, that is interesting.
I've heard that before. And it is a factor at a lot of theaters where movies are much, much darker than they should be when you watch it in the movie
theater. Very interesting point. All right, what else is coming? What's new this weekend at the theaters?
Well, two movies hit theaters, Zombieland Part 2 and Maleficent Part 2. Maleficent with Angelina Jolie, Zombieland 2 with Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg, and Emma Stone. One other bit of movie news, Paul Dano, who was in the movie There Will Be Blood and Prisoners, has been cast as the Riddler in Warner Brothers' The Batman. I met Paul Dano two times. He came to our theater here in the Poconos. He has roots in the Poconos. I believe he lives in Brooklyn, New York. He screened a movie called Being Flynn, where he co-starred opposite Robert De Niro, and another one called Ruby Sparks, which he wrote. He is an awesome guy, very nice, down-to-earth person, and I'm actually very happy that he got the role of the Riddler. Huge, huge break in his very successful career.
Thank you for your thoughts. Chuck Curry on the DJB program Movie Moments, 59 past the hour.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.